If you guys haven't been here before, just keep in mind my recordings are edited normally, so any mistakes, any sounds, any mispronounced words, though I don't always get all of those, they are going to be in these recordings, unlike the ones that I've edited. So just keep that in mind, that it won't be as perfect, but it's still quite a bit more fun, I think, live. And I have to say, I have so much fun knowing you are listening to me live. If you haven't noticed, I'm a tiny bit of an exhibitionist, and well, it's very motivating for me. It makes everything a little more exciting for me, and honestly, my best always comes out when someone's watching, or in this case, listening. So welcome. If you guys haven't been to my Discord before, there is a guide on, you know, the ins and out bit, and I have that link in there. I'm going to be beginning a new thing where I'm going to record the entire fucking live recording, and I'll probably be releasing that on Patreon. That way people can hear all my uhs and ums and, you know, casual chatter. So, how does it sound today? Can you guys all hear me okay? Keep in mind, you can adjust volume in Discord fairly easily. You just have to right-click my name in the channel, and you can mess with user volume to make me louder or lighter. Now, today I am going to be doing a whole bunch, so if you can't be here the whole time, don't worry. There's going to be a lot going on. I'm going to be starting with some GWA scripts and I'll fully tag them before each one and send out a ping. So if you see the tags on one and you're like, eh, I don't like it, then you can just pop out of the chat but stay in Discord and you'll get a ping before I start the next script, which might be a little bit more to your liking. After that, I will be doing some improv just because it kind of helps me get in the mood and it's really fun. And then I will be moving on to my hypnosis file toys, which isn't completely finished, but it's close enough to the end that I can improv, and I can always go in and script a different ending later if I don't like the improv'd ending. But yeah, how are you guys doing today? I'm actually looking over my list of files that I want to record, of scripts, from this page. And it's all the way at the bottom of it. I'm trying to pick which ones I want to do. I have so many there. There's so many good scripts. But I'm thinking today I want something a little bit shorter, since there's going to be so much going on already. Let's see, there's femdom running encouragement. Maybe not for today. Things I'd do to you. Let me look at that one. Oh, that one will do nicely as a first file. Let's see, what else? That one is nice and short. Thinking we'll stick with femdom today, since I want to keep you guys in the right mindset. So I will be starting with this file in a few minutes. So, It is, of course, male dom, but I'm going to flip that. It shouldn't be that hard. Now, since this is live, again, there's going to be some fuck-ups, and sometimes they're massive, but since I don't have it, like, changed script-wise, I'm just going to have to make it up as I go along and try to keep the he's and the she's and the, you know, straight. But it's fun. It's like a nice little mental exercise for me that I really enjoy.
Mm.
Well, let's see. I need something else for after that. Sit down, shut up, hold on. That one looks interesting. I like the title. It's been filled a lot, but it hasn't been filled by me. Dun, dun, dun. That one's nice and harsh. Okay, yeah, that one will do for a second. All right. Okay, now, let's see, I'm just going to start a new track for this so it makes it easier to find this later so I can pull it out and edit it and turn it into a proper file. Zach. No, actually. Okay. I've been thinking about you. Truth be told, I've been thinking about you a lot. The way you tease me, the things you say. But it's the way you say them. You know just how to get me soaking wet, don't you? The subtlety behind your tone, you know exactly what effect you have. And you fucking love it. But today you're going to listen to me. It's your turn to close your eyes and imagine that I'm there with you. All the things I do to you. Would you trust me and give up all of your control? Would you let me use your body in any way I want it? Maybe you'd resist just a little and play hard to get. Yeah, I bet you'd pretend you don't love a bit of a struggle. But your eyes would betray you with that sparkle as I locked your arms above your head. Gripping you tightly, my thumbs pressed into your skin. How would that feel? I know you like it a bit rougher sometimes, don't you? I bet you'd admire each little bruise on your wrists for days after. So proud to display the marks that show you're mine. The marks of a good boy. My good boy. But how long would it be before you stopped faking the struggle and showed how much you really wanted it? Maybe it'd be when your shoulders were pinned down with my body pressed against yours. Maybe when I started to kiss you, circling my tongue around yours before sucking it into my mouth. Taking control as my thigh rubs between your legs.
pressing against that. Oh, so special place. Your boxers would start to feel full. Little wetness just starting to appear on the cloth. They'd be clinging to you. Clinging to your nice hard cock that's just begging. That's just begging to be taken out. To be fondled and played with and fucked. That cock is mine. Right where I want it. Right where I'd want you. Oh, my sweet boy. I know how much you love it when I claim you. That's the point where you'd give up all pretense. That's when I know you'd look me in the eyes pleadingly and ask. No, beg for me to put my pussy onto your cock. But I'd want you across my lap, your ass poking in the air just there for the taking. That's where I'd want you. Desperate for me to slide those boxers down your legs so much that you feel the ache. And that's not all you'd feel. When my hands grabbed and gripped at your ass cheeks, squeezing and spreading them, you'd feel that. How hard would you need to be spanked? I could start gentle little taps and just give you a taste of what's to come. Rubbing as I pat, pat, pat against your skin. But maybe you'd prefer I start leaving my handprint on your ass. Those beautiful stinging smacks of skin against skin. I know your whimpers would tell me when you've had your fill, when each extra spank is just too much to take. But I wouldn't be done with that ass yet. Would you shudder as my finger rubbed over your tight hole? I know you'd be such a good boy for me as my spit dribbles down over your ass. As my fingertips started to work its way inside you slowly. My other hand gently tapping against your balls as you relax around me. My other hand reaching down to fondle and play. Your hard on pressing so desperately against my thighs. Easing and stretching that tight ass, clenching with the motion of my finger in and out, would your body be rocking back into me, harder, faster, deeper? Would you need to feel your ass being pounded as your cock was tapped and slapped? I'd expect those hips to be bucking so much, urging me. Could you come from your ass being fingered, or would you need that bit extra? How badly would you need your cock touched? Face down with a grip of your hair, me behind you with my strap on. Feeling me burying to the base as I slide inside that soaking mess of an asshole. My other hand reaching around to grip you, to stroke you. Is that what you'd want? Such a good boy. Would you be moaning and crying out as I slammed into you, right to the hilt, with the base of my dildo slapping against you, my crotch and my clit just rubbing against you? The deeper I go inside of you, the closer my clit gets to the stimulation of rubbing. Jerking your head back with a fistful of your hair. Yeah, you'd enjoy that, wouldn't you? My juices coating my strap-on. Your shaft just getting harder with each thrust, each stroke. Would you be getting ready to come for me? What if... What if I go so deep and press myself so close against you when you feel so full and your prostate is just being pressed? Would you back into it and encourage me to go deeper, to fuck you harder? Would you want me to really pound your ass? Yeah? Just being completely filled up. The pain that still feels so fucking good. That ass is mine, but I take it gently at first until you screamed for more. With each slow thrust, you'd take me deeper, inch by inch, hair pulled tight to arch your neck's back, hair pulled tight to arch your neck back, to allow me to suck and bite at your neck as I ease past your tightness, as you let me fuck your tight ass. Is that where you'd want me? Pressing against you. Hand stroking, fondling, bringing you so close to the edge. Would that satisfy your needs? No. I wouldn't be done with your body yet. The things I'd do to you. You are mine.
Now, for this next file, as I said, it is going to be harsher. The premise of it is that today my job sucked and my boss pissed me off, and my man has been sending me sexy Instagram selfies and voicemails nonstop. So I'm frustrated, pissed off, and batshit loco horny. And there's only one thing that will fix this. So the tags are blowjob, edging, insatiable bastard. I do not have to flip this one. It's been filled a couple of times on GWA, but it hasn't been filled by me, so we'll have some fun. The author has a Get in the Mood playlist. Shut Up and Drive by Rihanna. Whole Lot of Love. That's funny. And Hit Me with Your Best Shot. But I guess I have to get a little mean for this one. Get inside. Shut the door. Do it. Right the fuck now. Shut up and listen. Are you in the doghouse? Very funny. Not. Yes, thank you for asking. I did have a crap day. Abso-fucking-lutely shit. I was fine dealing with the morning parade of blonde Bettys dropping off their $4,000 dogs. No sweat. You know me, I love the mutts, but sure, I'll play with their little pedigreed pups all day long. But no, my bitch of a boss informs me I'm on kennel technician duty. That's right. Instead of throwing tennis balls and watching tails wag, putting the care in doggy daycare, which I am freaking awesome at, I'm on my hands and knees scrubbing shit for 8 goddamned hours. Wipe that smirk off your face, mister. On my hands and knees? Yeah, yeah. Of course I know what you're thinking. You got a one-track mind, baby. It's not like it's hard to figure out. Meanwhile, your texts are blowing up my phone with all your happy horseshit. Blue skies this morning. Miss ya, babe. Oh, and here's a shot of my tattooed bicep. Kissy lips and eggplant emojis. Really? You even Instagrammed your goddamn lunch. Which, yeah, thank you for the one that you made me. But then the fucking voicemail started. The growling, the moaning, the I want to suck your nipples, baby, the I miss your sweet wet pussy, baby, the my dick is so fucking hard for you, baby. You have no mercy. None. I'm shoveling shit instead of handing out milk bones and you get a boner. Well, boo fucking who. I came in the door tonight fucking furious and off the charts horny. Yes, I'm aware my hair is wet. I took a long, hot shower. Fuck yes, I did. I drained that frickin' hot water tank. I don't mind sharing that I got myself off with the handheld shower head. Oh, stop it with the poor pitiful. What about me, whimper? It didn't fucking touch the fire you started. I am insane with lust. I am crazy, batshit, loco, horny. Stop right there, Buster. No, not one step closer. Take a good, long look. My 4-inch red stilettos with the ankle strap. Your favorite Motorhead t-shirt. The one that just barely covers my ass. Especially when you pin my arms over my head. I'll give you a little spin. How's that? If I pull it up an inch or two, why, look here. It's my skimpy fire engine red thong. The one that has your teeth marks all over it. Fuck yeah, I'm in a mood. How perceptive. And don't you dare look at the calendar. It's got jack shit to do with this. Drop your jacket on the couch, kick off your boots, and get in your chair. Oh, now you notice. Yeah, I dragged it in from your office. Because it's the right tool for the job. Sturdy. Leather. Padded arms. You got me into this mess, you insatiable bastard. And you are going to fix it. You are going to fuck the memory of this day out of me. Stop grinning. Yeah, yeah, I know you came from the shop and you smell like grease and metal. I don't give the first fuck about that. In fact, it does something for me. Somehow, it smells like sex with you feels. Hard and dark and hot and slick. God, I'm burning up. My pussy is fucking aching. So, sit down, shut up, and hold on. Don't make me repeat myself. I'm warning you.
I got zero time for your nonsense. I am on a mission. I'm not playing. Unzip those pants. Okay. Reach behind the chair. Yeah, put your hands back behind the chair and hold this. Yeah, I know it's a rolled-up washcloth, because I'm gonna need it when you start spraying cum like a hydraulic fountain. Or so I can stuff in your mouth, if you don't shut the fuck up. Just do what I tell you. And that's better. You know, it feels freaking amazing when you come on me. That hot, wet splatter on my skin, like heated lotion. Now, are you gonna keep your arms behind the chair and hold on to that washcloth? Raise your ass up. I'm pulling your jeans down to your calves. baby. Love your ass. The way those muscles flex when you start pushing into me. Damn, your cock bounced. It's so hard. You know what? I'm pulling this stupid thong off. Open your mouth. It tastes just like my pussy, baby. Fucking soaked. So juicy. Smell that? That's me needing to fuck you so bad. You fucking love that. Oh, yeah. Moon threw those panties at me. God, you're just so fucking hot, darling. You know, sometimes, just occasionally, I'd like to fix my hair, read my book, or finish a conversation with my mother on the phone. Hell, fold the damn laundry. Without you humping my leg. But then your lips graze the back of my neck. Where you slide your hand up my shirt and tug on my nipple with your finger and thumb. Where your hard cock rubs along the crack of my ass. And it's off to the races. Again. You make me crazy. One look and I shiver. One touch and I'm soaking wet. You give it to me so good I can't get enough. Look at you. Such a fucking beast. Watch me. When I play with myself, when I rub my finger wet from my pussy along your lower lip, and you touch the tip of my finger with your tongue. That's all it takes, just the tip of your tongue on the end of my finger. Oh, you make me cream all down my thighs. You and your unslakeable lust. Oh, that feels good. Your cock just will not quit. You're already dripping pre-cum. No, don't give me those puppy eyes. I am not gonna blow you. Well, maybe. The way it wells up out of that slit. Curves over the head of your cock and slides down. Maybe one leg. Just one leg. Oh. Holy fuck, you taste so good, baby. So hot and salty and good. Mm.
Don't you fucking buck your hips. Quit squirming and hold still, damn it. I'm working you here. I'm gonna suck your perfect, gorgeous cock, and you're going to take it. Not if you agree. I've been running hot all day long because of those photos you sent me. I could look, but I couldn't touch.
Waked up and pent up, rubbing my thighs together on my knees, bent over hour after hour, torture.
Payback is a bitch, baby.
Now it's your turn to watch me. But wait. First, don't move. I've got to do this. Oh, I'm just putting on my reddest lipstick. Pirate by Chanel. Your favorite. I'm going to leave my mark. Press a print of my lips right here. Just under the head of your cock. A bright red lipstick collar. All the way around the shaft.
Who the fuck is knocking at my door? Probably a package.
Bright red lipstick collar on the way around the shaft. That right there says you're mine. Like I don't know pussy follows you like you're an open can of sardines. I don't give a shit about those bitches because this cock belongs to me.
Ah. Jesus Christ, I'll be right back. Sorry about that. Somebody kept knocking at my door. Anyway. Where was I?
Like I don't know, pussy follows you like you're an open can of sardines. I don't give a shit about those bitches because this cock belongs to me. Get ready to take care of business, baby. Tonight's all about your hard cock pounding my wet pussy. You on board with that? Yeah? I thought so. Now I'm gonna get me some. Remember, keep your legs and arms inside the ride at all times. I'm gonna back this thing up and slide up and down the length of your rock hard cock. Back and forth. Back and forth, back and forth, just like that, right between my plump, sweet pussy lips. Fuck, I needed that. That right there. Screw the lube, I'm drenched. You feel me dripping? Look down. That's it, baby. Watch my wet pussy slide back and forth. Slip along your slick, hard cock. You like watching my soft round ass glide over your cock. Oh, I know you do. I'm gonna brace myself with my hands on the arms of the chair. I wanna control how fast I go and exactly how much pressure I need. That's it. That's the rhythm I need. Every time I push back, the head of your cock bumps my clit. Feel that? The ridge of your cock moving between my pussy lips. Lights me up. One adjustment of angle, one thrust, and you'd be inside me, wouldn't you? Think about it. It's so close. It's right there. Your sensitive cock head slipping into place. Just the right place. One thrust with the full power of your body. And you'd bury that aching cock in me. Deep, deep inside me. And wouldn't that feel good? Fucking glorious. Hang the fuck on, baby. Faster. Fast. Faster. Oh, faster. Right there. Are you close? Are you close? Right on the edge? Yeah? Stop. Stop. We're gonna take a breath. You cussing through my wadded up panties? Oh, are you desperate to come? I know a feeling. Don't let go. Breathe. Wait, you aren't cussing. You're begging. I like that, baby. Yeah, spit out my panties. Deep breath. I feel like a little reverse cowgirl. You up for that? You want me to ride you? I'm gonna lean forward. Brace yourself. I'm gonna grip the arms of the chair so I can push back onto your cock. Oh, God, I wish I could watch your cock disappear deep inside me. Fuck yes, right there. You are right where I need you. Hold on to my shoulders. Yeah. Drop the washcloth. Yeah, that's it. Like that. One of your big, strong hands on each side. Hold on tight. Oh, God. So good. So good. I'm gonna count down. When I say one, I want you to fuck up into me. Don't hold back, don't go easy. I need this. 3, 2, oh my God, 1. Now. Fuck. Yes. Yes. Oh, fuck. You're so fucking greedy. You fucking beast. Yeah. Fuck me. Oh, fuck, 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 yeah. Make me call me dirty little slut. You did this. You fucking fix it. I want you to come inside me.
Come for me. Come inside me. No. 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 I'll put my hand up on the floor. Right. You are so good to me, babe. Yeah. The best. Yeah, I feel good. I feel better than good. I feel fantastic. All soft and warm and relaxed and loose. You wrecked me. Fucked my brains out. Thank you. Who's at the door? You ordered a pizza? On your way home? Because you knew I had a rough day? With extra pepperoni? See, this is why I don't trade you for a case of beer and a Hitachi. There's no day so bad that you can't make it all better. Baby, you're the greatest. Sorry about the interruption in the middle there. I have no idea who was knocking on my door. By the time I got up there, of course, they were gone. But, oh well. It's not like I'm really dressed in any sort of way to meet somebody at the door anyway. Since I have certain plans for my file later, too much clothing would be an issue. But don't worry, when that one is edited and comes out, it'll be missing those pesky bits. Now, let's see. What's next? We still have quite a while to go, so I'm thinking some improv could be fun. I always enjoy it. So, why don't you guys give me some ideas? What would be a fun little thing to do? It can be a word, it can be a sentence. And then we'll see if I can get you hard. Rimming, but who to who? We already did lemons. Second, let me take a drink of this Soylent shit. Sometimes I forget to eat when I'm working down here, and then my stomach starts growling, and then I have to edit out growls from my recording, so I'm trying to keep something down here I can just fill my stomach with. Milking could work. Now that I have you here, all nice and helpless.
you look so good. And now I can finally do what I've been planning all along. I'm so glad that we got this CBT chair, baby. It's just simply perfect. I love how I can spread your legs wide and tie them in an intricate pattern. So your thighs are tied to the padding, your legs are spread to the padding. And you can't close your legs no matter how hard you try. And I imagine you won't try at first, but... baby. Eventually the sensations will become too intense. Eventually, you'll be desperately straining against your restraints to close your legs and protect that cock and those balls. And eventually, you'll realize that you can't close your legs, can't escape, can't do anything to stop me from continuing these so intense sensations. On your balls and your cock. I love milking you, but we've never taken it this far before.
We've never
really seen just how many times in a row you can come. You look so excited. But I see the fear there too, lingering in the back of your eyes. That's what's really getting me excited right now, baby. A little bit of fear that's gonna turn to panic. It's gonna turn to frenzy, to begging, to desperation. So let's get started. We'll start with, you know, the pleasant and the pleasurable. You know, that me getting on my knees, and yet I don't really feel like a supplicant. In fact, I feel so very in charge as I take you in my mouth. Just your tip. And since you've been saving it for me, as I told you, haven't you?
Yeah.
Good boy. It shouldn't take long at all. You're already nice and hard. I can see your hips trying to thrust, your belly clenching as you try to thrust, but find you can't. Because you're just so well bound down. Don't struggle too hard, baby. You're gonna want to save your energy. Come on, baby. Give up that first load. Come on, my good little slut. I'm not gonna play fair. You can feel my tongue just flicking against you. Flicking against your frenulum, up and down, just driving the sensations deeper as my hand runs up and down your shaft as my head sucks. As my mouth sucks on your head. As your cock goes deeper inside me. So play with your moss. You gonna give it to me, slut? Well, there's one. Let me go check my toy box and see what we can do to get some more.
Worried I wouldn't be able to find it, but it's out of battery. I guess I should have charged that. One of the problems with improv.
I guess I'll have to put that in later.
You remember this, baby? Remember the Hitachi? Remember the little addition? The soft silicone little spikes? Blunted at the edge, just perfect for stroking a cock. Your cock fits right in the sleeve. And when I turn it on, oh, it vibrates so fast. I can see it. It's a bit of loop. You're gonna need this. I love how I can just see the loop practically splashing from the vibrations as I bring it slowly over the head of your cock. The vibrator going full force. The sleeve's only halfway on your cock, baby, just covering the head. And yet you're already... whimpering for me. Oh, what's the matter? You can't take it? You're still too raw from coming in my mouth? You're gonna feel so much more raw so very soon, sweetheart. I mean, look, your cock's already gone from its semi-chubby recovery state to full mast again. What are you gonna do? You gonna try and hold it back? Oh, the sensations, they're powerful, aren't they, baby? But, too bad. I'm gonna get more out of you. I'm gonna get lots more out of you. I just enjoy it so much. Here, how about if I straddle you a little bit? Hold the Hitachi just right so while it's vibrating on you. Oh. Oh, all the way down your shaft. So the sleeve is between your balls and the tip of your cock. I can just put my clit right against your tip. Oh. Oh. And I can feel the vibrations too. I can feel the vibrations coming right up your shaft and they feel really good, baby. We'll just let my wetness add to the lube, add to the stickiness surrounding your cock. So I move it up. Oh, and down. Oh, what if I move it all the way up your shaft, all the way up your tip until the base of it is touching me too? Oh, it feels really good, baby. How about this time we come together? How about this time? This time. It's right, baby. I can feel you. I can feel you pulsing. You can't hold it in. I know you want to. I know it's intense, but you just have to let go and give it to me. And come. Come with me. I had to pull myself away there. That was... after I come, it just becomes so sensitive and... I guess I don't have to tell you that, do I? Oh, you want me to take it away? Just for a minute. That's two. But we're not done yet, baby. It's like your cock is shuddering and shivering. Oh, I love touching it when it's like this. When you flinch away from my every stroke. Oh, you're so precious like this, so fucking sexy, all broken down and begging and desperate and I wonder how many times I have to milk you before I break your mind. Break your mind from intense pleasure. Let's find out, shall we? Oh, no, no, no. I can see the pleading in your eyes even as you cry out against the gag in your mouth, but it's not gonna do any it's not gonna do any good, baby. You can't stop me, and even though your cock's already trying to get soft on me, oh, it just takes a little bit of running this vibrator around the rim of your cock, sliding just your tip into the sleeve to feel it vibrating into your very core. And even though you're crying out against it, your cock can't resist the stimulation and is still going to obey me over your overstimulated nerves. That's him, baby. Take it in. Aww. Are those tears forming? Let me see. Oh, they taste so good, baby. Are you gonna give me more of them? More of them as I whisper in your ear and my hand strokes your body and this vibrator presses into your cock. As it strokes over your cock, as the silicone grips you, as it vibrates. Yeah, is that too much, baby? Is that too much, too fucking much, too fucking bad? We've got so much further to go. You're already nice and red. Your cock already looks tortured. Wonder what other colors we can make it turn as I keep milking you over and over and over and over, sucking out every drip of cum stored in those balls until they'll feel so empty they'll be practically deflated, and yet still I'll be here, I'll still be stroking you, I'll still be forcing this vibrator onto your cock, forcing you into more and more hard-ons, more and more forced orgasms, more and more of your intense, painfully pleasurable suffering for my pleasure. Oh, baby. That's it. Oh, that's it. Give me another one. That's it. There you go. I'll wait one or two orgasms from you before I put my clit back on you. I'm still tingling, still so sensitive. I can't even imagine what your cock feels like right now. Oh, but I like imagining it. I like imagining that intense sensation that's practically burning. That too much, too much, too much, too much, too much, too much. And yet you can't resist it. You still have to come. Come for me, my good boy. That's it. Squirt it out. Just a little feeble fountain. Just spurting, splashing. Oh, baby. We've only just begun.
Yeah, it'll probably be a real file. I just have to pull it out of the live recording thing and then edit and stuff. And sometimes that's how I make my files. I've actually done this a couple of times, milking, and it is fun. I honestly don't think I would ever want somebody to do that to me. Like, even when I was a sub, that would have been just, like, way too fucking much. But doing it to a guy is just, like, actually, I'd really love to do it to a girl, too. And that would be really fun. I haven't done that yet. But to a guy, it's just, like, it's great. Just the desperation is very real. and very fleeting. And I love scenes where I'm doing something that they very clearly, like, on one level they want it. Excuse me, sorry. But on another level, they can't take it. But I force them to take it. And it's really fun. Especially in consensual, non-consent type scenes. It does its best. Especially with bondage, because it's one of those situations and scenarios where everything in them is screaming for them to close their legs, and they're really trying to, really trying to. You would really be trying to, but you can, because I've got you so tightly bound up, and it really helps enforce that sense of helplessness and vulnerability, knowing, like, you're trying at your hardest might, you're really fucking trying, and you can't protect yourself even an inch. You really are helpless to whatever I want to do to you, and it's fun. Really, really fun.
Let's see, what else we got? Okay, for food at a restaurant, secret hand job. Fooder fucks a little slut. Walking along the beach. The chair? Well, sadly, it's not set up right now, or else I'd take a picture for you guys. I have a CBT chair. It's really nice. It has a lot of hinges, so you can really position the legs as far apart as you want. And so I can decide how comfortable I want the submissive to be as well. And it's sadly not out right now because I have more bondage furniture than I have space in my dungeon. I'll have to fix that someday. Because I can't have the sex swing and the CBT chair and the cross and the Spankmeister and the massage table. And like, you know, the places for toys and my computer and like the aftercare spot. And it just, you run out of room so quickly. And I haven't even bought half the shit I want to. Like, I have a vac bed, but I'm probably gonna have to put that in like a different room. Once I finish building that, I really should finish building that. I got the PVC pipe and stuff, but I haven't bought. Honestly, a good gaming chair is just a silly, silly thing. Considering you just want an ergonomic chair that works really well for you. Those, like, gaming chairs they have, they're kind of ridiculous unless you're, like, a teenage boy. I don't know, teenage me probably would have loved it too, but, no, you want a good chair to sit in all day. Yeah, the gaming chairs are kind of like a fatty thing. They look cool, but they're actually not as good for your back for long periods of time as many office chairs would be. Yeah, my retirement plan for later in life is to have like a kinky B&B where I occasionally train women to beat their men. I feel like that would be a really fun kind of late life life for me. You know, I have my own dungeon, which I use for personal use, but also, you know, the B&B aspect where couples will come and chill out, and I can teach the women, and I guess I can teach the men too. Teach anybody, really. Like, scenes. Ooh, I could direct scenes. That would be so fun, just like how a couple come and they pay me, and then I, like, tell them what to do to each other. That would be awesome. Okay, I got a new life goal now. I really love playing Puppet Master. It's so fucking fun. That could be a good file. I wonder how I would turn that into a file. Figure it out later. Because there's a lot of people out there that are actually sub-couples, or you'll have burgeoning doms. They know they're a dom. They know they'll enjoy doing these things to the subs, but they don't
really know how or how to get started, or they're not really good yet at getting into someone's head, which in my opinion is like the best part of being a Dom, is that moment when you're talking to them and I lower my voice and I kind of stare at them and they stare back and I just say exactly what I need to, exactly what is right. I say dirty things that up their lust and kind of put them in a horny haze. And there's this moment where I don't even need to snap my fingers or say any trigger words. They just kind of drop for me. Not necessarily in a professionally hypnotic way, but in a their mind kind of way. They will, at this moment, do anything I tell them to because they want what I can give them. And they want it so badly that they'll be my good boy. And it's easiest of all to make their eyes have that little change, that little glazing over, that moment when I know I have them, I have control. If what they really want from me is to be a good boy, it's just so fun. One of my favorite parts. But, I don't know. My favorite parts of things are always a moment. There's always one moment in something that is just really the realization of the entire scene. I love it. It's great. That would be fun, yeah. It'd be easier just to make two separate files that they both listen to at the same time. However, I do have to go for about 20 minutes to a half hour. As I said, I have some bottle babies that they need to be fed pretty frequently, or else they go crazy. They are some crazy little fuckers, I'll tell you that. So I will be back on voice in Discord in about 20 minutes, half hour, after I go take care of that and like maybe eat a little something myself. So I guess we could reconvene for actual recordings at about 12:50 or so. Yes, I will add everyone for no other reason than to annoy the one person who was bitching earlier. I should be mature by this point, but sometimes it's just really fun to be annoying. Anyways, I'll see you guys in about 20-30 minutes.